Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, we are with Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Mickey, on Wednesday, it's going to be a pretty landmark day in terms of some local happenings, and that's discussing the green light law. Wednesday begins oral arguments in federal court. Give us a little bit of a preview of this. What can people expect on day one?
What we can expect is, one, I'm happy we'll finally get our day in court. Two, we're going to be asking the court. We filed papers for a preliminary injunction. As we know, this legislation was passed by the New York State Legislature. It was signed by Governor Cuomo. And what we're asking the judge is to enact a preliminary injunction, stop the law from going into effect, because right now there hasn't been any stoppage. And December 14th, 2019, the law goes into effect, even though the one thing that we haven't seen is the regulations. We haven't seen any of the regulations that have been written. So the state will then, there will be oral arguments. The state will then be asking for a dismissal of the lawsuit, and the judge will ask those questions, and hopefully in short time we'll get an answer to both those issues.
And is all this just day one?
All of this is day one, and I think it's very important because, remember, we are going to be arguing the constitutionality of the law. This law puts all of the clerks, not only me, in conflict. So some of the judge, there has been other lawsuits that have been filed, but this has been the lead case. So this is going to be very important for not only me, but for all of the clerks throughout the state of New York. So the preliminary injunction, I'm very hopeful that we can win that, because that will give us an opportunity to stop, take a deep breath. And remember, we also, at a later date, we have the federal government coming in to talk about the constitutionality of a couple laws that were stated by the state attorney general in their response to our complaint and their answer. So there's a lot going on. I know there's a lot of legalese, but tomorrow will be the first day, and I'll be happy to get started on this, because the clock is running. When you think about, this becomes law on December 14th.
How long do you expect these type of court proceedings to last? If the day that it goes into effect is December 14th, obviously it's not going to take 2 months to get it done, but how long do you think this will last?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty quick. I think the judge knows that time is of the essence, and it's important. I think that this is such an important issue. Remember, this is not only dealing with the state of New York. This could have an impact on many other states that give driver's licenses to those who are here illegally. So I do know that the judge knows how important this is. They have been excellent throughout this, working with both sides, both the state attorney general and the Erie County Attorney's Office, who will be working together quite closely. They've been very professional. So tomorrow's the first pitch. Tomorrow's game day. I don't know how long this is. It could be done in a day, and she could say, I've heard enough, and we could get an answer in a week or 2 weeks. That's going to be up to the judge and the court.
Well, if the judge says that ultimately at the end of the day, you, Clerk Mickey Kearns, has to enforce the law as New York State has it, will you abide by that, or do you still plan to oppose it given your opposition to this?
Well, I think I've been pretty clear on that. I don't like to predict the future. Monday day quarterback. I always hope for a Bills win. We always Monday day quarterback. We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. So for me, you know, it's not only me, many of the clerks. There's so many different issues that we're going to have to face. We've talked about this many, many times. Just verification. We've got the real ID. You know, you said you were out at the Southtowns, our new Southgate location. Our numbers have been going up, and we know October 1st, 2020, you're going to have either a passport or a enhanced driver's license to get on an airplane, get in a federal building, to cross into Canada. Our numbers are going up, And that's something that's going on throughout the state of New York. I've talked to other clerks. So our volume is up. And, you know, to do that, to put that burden on Erie County taxpayers, which we don't even know what that true cost would be because we've asked for additional funding, I think would be detrimental to the taxpayers of Erie County.
Wednesday's court proceedings is strictly on the green light law, or is it about these other things, your other
concerns? It's a green light law, so the two things that they're going to be facing. So number one is we're asking for an injunction. That means, look, it, we need to stop this. December 14th is coming. It's really, really close. We need to stop this in order for these arguments. Remember, constitutional issues. These are not easy issues to discuss. And it's the Constitution. We're in conflict. And in addition to that, remember, we said it in our complaint to the state of New York that the people who are here illegally, if this law goes into effect, I will be essentially harboring, concealing, and shielding them. There will be information that we cannot give them, and they will get notification that other people will not get. So this is an immigration issue. This is going to impact federal policy. But really, tomorrow, we're only talking about the constitutionality of the law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.